214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
the Good Feet Store. Helpline.
All right, before we get to the actual helpline, Dave has called for the ball.
Yeah, well, I got a missive from P1 Trevor, and he is a little bit desperate right now.
Is that Trevor-ton?
No, no, it's Trevor-ton works for us. This is P1 Trevor.
Okay.
There's not an extra syllable in his name. So he is a potential fight night fighter.
Okay.
He signed up. However, his opponent has dropped out.
Oh.
So he is without an opponent right now. And he says he's 38 years old. The cutoff is 40. And he's like, man, I'm running out of time. I really want to participate in fight night, but we're running out of time for me to get an opponent. So Trevor, he's 38 years old. He says he's 5'11", 220.
Okay.
So if you are...
He's husky.
If you are at or near those dimensions and you would like to participate in fight night, email p1@theticket.com and see if we can scare up a opponent for P1 Trevor.
I'll do it if no one else wants to. I'm 5'9 and 38, close to 220.
I could do it. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You really want to do it?
I'll do it if no one else does. I don't want to take it away from a P1.
Oh, my God.
Man.
This,
look at Lando.
Look at Lando stepping up.
Lando's been.
This could be like the feature fight.
He's leaving his comfort zone.
Okay, well, Trevor, if no one else answers the call, then you get to punch Lando in the face.
What do you weigh? You think you weigh about that?
About 220, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't need to be dead on.
No, no. Now, will Trevor be freaked out by his hobbit feet when he sees him in the ring?
Well, I don't think he's going to fight barefoot.
He has to. The shoes don't fit him.
But it
keeps him
made.
It keeps him stable.
Right.
Giant or sent better.
Have you only fought on top of giant mushrooms?
Man, think about his walk-up music.
There's so many options.
Be the best one.
Yeah. But we need
to
get
borrow Gandalf's wizard cape.
We need to get him one of those Mike Tyson towel things that he wore.
100%.
Yeah.
I already have the Hobbit get up from ticket stock.
Oh my God, dude. This is
Could I fight in the Hobbit get up?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, but you could wear it into the ring.
Just promise us you'll take good care of our Lando. We don't want to hurt him anyway.
We need Lando.
Military so, burnout, Devin.
Have you been in a fight?
Don't incapacitate him.
Nothing serious. I've been in fights before, but nothing.
I mean, you
serious. When you were in the military,
of Gondor.
Well, yeah, but that's different. That's training.
You never got code redded?
No.
All right. Have you been in deep training?
Absolutely not.
No. Yeah. You have a week. All right. So yeah, p1@theticket.com if you want to take Lando off the hook and fight Trevor. Otherwise, we have an incredible bout between Trevor and Lando.
What if he, like, what if Lando discovers that this is his thing? Like, he looks like Ali out there.
He just becomes, like, traveling show fighter, like Brad Pitt and Snatch, maybe.
Yes.
Look like the Liver King.
In 2 weeks, can you look like the Liver King?
What an awesome second act in your career.
My bouts.
Yeah.
Your street fights.
All right, p1@theticket.com?
Yes, if you are interested in fighting in fight night, p1@theticket.com. Running out of time.
Yeah, we are. Okay, so this is a pretty standard question we get out in the wild, I think. And it involves a name given to a piece of clothing. Go ahead.
Hey, Hardline. I got a question for you guys regarding my wardrobe. I'm not sure if you're the show of record that gives judgments on action pants, as in what are and what is not action pants. But can you help us, the P1s, revisit that so we know exactly what is action pants and what may not be action pants? All right, love you. Bye.
Okay, so
kind of petered out there.
Action pants are a catch-all phrase that describes a pair of pants that...
Uh-huh.
Tell us more.
That have... They're not khakis. They're not made of that cottony material. They're made of the new... You can walk into a lake and walk out, and in 20 minutes, you're completely dry.
Yeah, they have a degree of moisture wicking.
Yes.
But yes, they're dry fit. They have some like synthetic fiber to them. They may or may not be wrinkle-free.
Yeah.
But they are more lightweight than a khaki or a slack.
Yes, yeah.
And they are a little bit more casual.
Now, I've switched to a variation of these, but I'm not sure they're actual action pants because there's no real place to put your cargo in mine.
I don't think action pants need to have cargo.
No.
Okay, so they're just not...
It's just about the performance fabric.
They're not liquid-holding materials.
No.
No.
They're lightweight. They almost feel like you're wearing sweats, and you feel like you can... really move around into action. You could probably do a roundhouse kick if you needed to.
Okay, so it's funny you mentioned that. The reason that they're even called action pants is because when I started wearing these 12 years ago or something like that, I went and bought to the Patagonia store and bought a couple of pair of these lightweight pants, one khaki, one gray. And I still to this day have them. They're incredibly durable. You don't need to play that. And they take a beating. Right, like for years and years and years, and but our old producer Danny said he coined them action pants because when we were kids, Chuck Norris, and you can look this up, Bob.
Wow, okay.
Chuck Norris action pants.
Chuck
Norris. And he was promoting this line of pants that you could do karate in. Swear to God.
Wow, what do you know?
You see it?
Yeah.
Is he doing a kick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
And does it say action pants?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These say action jeans even.
Yeah, action jeans.
And so he's got cowboy boots on while doing a roundhouse kick.
Why not? Because that was such a ridiculous thing. Like, the material back in the 70s, it was just jeans. That was it. But Chuck Norris called them action pants because you could do all these different activities. Yes. Yeah. So that's how they got their name. But yes, you can go to, like, I go to Whole Earth. Whole Earth Provisions is the store that I go to, or Tyler's, something like that.
Yeah, where, but you could go to Academy or Dick's or any of those.
Yeah,
places.
They all got them now. They all got them.
I mean, any department store, Target, Walmart.
It used to be a very earthy thing, though.
Yeah. But it's performance fabric.
I'm pretty sure I was scrolling the gram one night and I bought, like, 8 different colors, and the whole bill was like $140 for like 8 pairs. And
yeah, like the ones that I have
they all have drawstring and elastic waistbands, and you just feel like you're ready to fight.
Yeah, you guys are the alternate ends of the action pant spectrum.
Yes, I've cheaped out.
You are the $8 a pair, right. And Corby is the $180 a pair.
Yes. I think mine were right at $100, but that was 10 years ago.
And his were actually made at the top of Everest.
Yes, you have to climb
Sherpas.
By Tibetan Sherpas.
So that's kind of it. But I now don't wear jeans. I have thrown all my jeans away.
Which is a ridiculous overcorrection of the market.
No, it's not.
Just to turn your back completely on jeans.
Don't need it.
Is just silly.
I don't need jeans
anymore.
There's
still a place in this world for the jeans.
Not for me. Not in my life. It's kind of transitioning into old man, too.
Well, and I also don't think you understand what jean technology has done recently. Like, there is some breathable, stretchable jeans down in the crotch region and around.
I think
in case you bulge.
I think I look weird in jeans, and I'll go you one further.
You look weird in jeans.
I do. I look weird. Now that I haven't worn them in a long time, I feel like I look weird. My kids don't wear jeans.
Interesting.
At all. Now that's weird.
So you got them to turn on jeans.
I didn't do anything.
And baseball.
I didn't. Yeah. What's next?
Holy
All right. We got to go.